The Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert recently suggested Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was a suicide bomber. Omar is Muslim. The comments are Islamophobic, and they are the latest in a string of racist rhetoric from fringe lawmakers in the House. There followed a phone call between Boebert and Omar, which failed to defuse tensions. Omar pressed for a public apology. She didn't get one. She revealed she has since received multiple death threats. Omar played one call for reporters.
You're a traitor. You will not live much longer. I can almost guarantee you that.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, who covers Congress, joins us. Deirdre, wow, it's hard to listen to.
It is. Hey there, Mary Louise.
Yeah. Hey, I want to start with consequences. The House recently censured and stripped committee assignments from another Republican, Paul Gosar, after he tweeted out an inappropriate video. Might Boebert face similar consequences here?
It's really unclear. I mean, there are some House Democrats who want to see that happen to Boebert as well. This morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told House Democrats this kind of rhetoric from Boebert can't be tolerated. She called it dangerous and indecent. But she also said Republicans are making controversial comments deliberately because they want to get publicity from it. She admitted there's even a divide among Democrats about how to respond. I talked to Missouri Democrat Emanuel Cleaver. A man who threatened to kill him was recently sentenced to 3 years in jail. He's worried about these threats against his colleagues, but he also said efforts to vote to denounce these kinds of things won't stop them and could actually embolden members to do it again. Here's Cleaver.
Some people may wear that as a badge of honor. Look what I've done for the movement to save our democracy.
Deirdre, what is the leader of Republicans in the House, Kevin McCarthy? What's he doing to address all this?
Not very much at all. He has not publicly condemned Boebert's comments. He's trying to work behind the scenes to try to tamp things down, but so far it's not working. You know, those on the far right of the House Republican Conference are closely allied with former President Trump, and they've been adopting sort of similar behavior in terms of racist comments, offensive language. McCarthy wants to be elected House Speaker if Republicans do win control of the chamber next fall, so he has to walk this line between trying to sort of tone down these comments